It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, January 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. There's a common anecdote in New York City about how hard it can be to catch a cab if you're a person of color. But what if you're a renter or a landlord who's trying to rent or rent out a property on the online vacation rental site Airbnb? New work from Harvard University's Business School found some discrepancies in price, which led to questions about race and equality online. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noel King has this report.
Renting from a stranger can be scary, but on Airbnb, there are lots of pictures of the rental, and all users have a profile. Airbnb asks that your profile photo clearly show your face.
It's so big, it's just staring you right in the face. We thought that might have an undue influence on some guests.
Ben Edelman is a professor at Harvard Business School. He wondered if that photo might open the door to discrimination.
The possibility that certain disfavored minorities, for example, African Americans, might find it hard to rent their properties on Airbnb. If you're a black person, you might find that you can't get as good a price as a similar property rented by another user.
Edelman and a colleague compared Airbnb listings in New York City. Apartments of the same size, same neighborhood, similar reviews. They found that African American hosts were asking for about $16 less per listing.
So if you're an African American host, you can expect, unfortunately, to get a lower price for every night you offer your property.
Airbnb said in a statement that their terms of service prohibit content that discriminates. Edelman isn't saying that Airbnb is discriminating, but his research shows black users expect to earn less. Tony Greenwald, a psychology professor at the University of Washington, says African American hosts may be lowering their asking price, believing their racial identity is a liability.
It occurs in housing, in employment, in profiling.
I asked Toni Blackman, who rents out her apartment in Brooklyn on Airbnb, whether she thinks she's likely to earn less than a counterpart who is not black.
I do. And I'm also a dark-skinned African-American who's an artist. And so I'm combating those two stereotypes.
Does it work both ways? When she's picking a renter, does she choose based on the photos?
But you know what? That is a very real question. Some friends of mine were joking about it. We all do Airbnb. And I have a couple black American girlfriends, a white girlfriend, a Jewish girlfriend. We were all sitting there laughing because we do.
I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
Online dating websites use all kinds of technology and calculations for helping you find a mate. It could be as simple as giving a thumbs up or thumbs down to a photo, or as complicated as a long list of questions asked, points scored, and intense mathematical algorithms that play digital matchmaker. Mathematician Chris McKinley was working on his doctorate in love life at the same time and found that he was unsatisfied with the calculations made. So he hacked himself an answer and in the process wrote Optimal Cupid, mastering the hidden logic of OkCupid. Chris McKinley, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Set the scene for me. You were a PhD student looking for love and discovered a problem.
Yeah, the problem with OkCupid, and I love OkCupid, it's a great site, but they don't tell you exactly what to do. They just say, hey, here's a bunch of questions, and you don't have any idea like what questions necessarily the people you're interested in might find important, and so I took it upon myself to figure that out.
So you tried to understand how to optimize what you divulged about yourself so that you would connect with people that you really want to connect with out in the wilderness, which is, I guess, what the site is doing already, but if you understand it more as a user, maybe it's more effective?
Yeah, so that's why I wrote the operator's manual.
And what are some of the rules here?
One way to like getting the site to actually match you with people you are compatible with is to confine yourself to only answering divisive questions. A question that's not divisive might be, have you ever murdered someone? You know, almost everyone on the site says no, and they require that their match say no. If you're a woman and you answer that question, you're just sort of giving free points away to almost everyone on the site. Whereas if, say, like tattoo culture or like motorcycles is important to you, answering a yes-no question about that and marking it mandatory is far more divisive. You know, you can't. Guys who aren't into that stuff aren't going to score points with you.
And you set up a bunch of computers to do some of this work for you. Tell me how that worked.
So in order to understand how people answer questions, I needed a bunch of samples. So all I did was write software that logged into the site as a profile and then took all the data and came back to me. It's something you could do yourself in theory if you had infinite time.
But you didn't, because you wanted to get hitched.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to get hitched and get out of school. So I wrote code to do it.
And you have found the love of your life, at least for now, right?
Oh, no, the love of my life, period. I'm engaged. I went on 88 dates.
The 88th one was the one?
Yeah, I just got lucky on the 88th date. That's how many days it took.
Chris McKinley is the author of Optimal Cupid, Mastering the Hidden Logic of OKCupid. Chris, congratulations, and thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me on.
And before we go, whether or not you're into March Madness, you had to have heard about Warren Buffett's $1 billion bracket challenge. The business mogul has partnered up with Quicken Loans to offer $1 billion to anyone who can correctly pick the outcome of all 63 games in the Division I men's college basketball tournament. The odds? Oh, just about 1 in 175 million. Sounds like a job for a supercomputer, or IBM's Watson. Hey, if you find a big data solution, feel free to email us. You can contact us at our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.